I am here in studio with Karen Paulette and Lisa Potts. Karen, of course, the veterans agent, and Lisa, the assistant veterans agent from here in Marshfield. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, Marshfield Veteran Services, we haven't had you folks on for a while. If people are new to town or maybe have questions about what the Veterans Services Office does, tell me a little bit about what kind of services are just a clearing zone, or what do you folks do for the vets here in Marshfield, Karen?
That is a loaded question. What don't we do? No, for those just moving or those who know us, they know they can reach us. We are located at Town Hall, and we do all things veteran. We help military families. If you have any questions, if you're a veteran or you're wondering even, am I a veteran? We find a lot of people don't realize they're veterans because they did not serve in a war, and that is not the criteria for being a veteran. So if you did have some service, then please, you know, we encourage people to reach out and just ask general questions like, what could be my benefits? Is there any benefits for my family or my children? And it's also helpful for them to learn about their disability, if they have a VA disability or if they were hurt in service, what that entails and what that does long term. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of, Lisa calls it estate planning, and it's just that comfortability of knowing what the future entails for these veterans and their families.
That's right. And Lisa, if somebody wants to talk with you, should they just swing by the office or should they call you?
We would love a phone call first, but of course we always welcome anyone who comes to the window. But the phone number in our office is 781-834-5576. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a pretty good social media platform. And our webpage on the Town of Marshfield's website.
And you have a couple of events coming up that I'd like to highlight, starting with today's May 1st, but on May 6th, a grave decorating starting at the Winslow Cemetery. Tell me why this is important and where you do it, Karen.
We start May 6th at 9 a.m. at Winslow Cemetery. All this information can be found on our website and our Facebook page. And we all meet there, and it's a collective group, Boy Scouts. We have spouses. We have veterans, just residents in general. And we come and we replace all the flags and ensure that all those veterans' graves have flags in honor Memorial Day. So, you know, it's important to the families that they are not forgotten. And I think it's important to our youth to do those things and see how many veterans actually served and sacrificed.
Now, if people want to join in, do they just show up or do they have to sign up? How does that work?
No, we welcome all. It's show up at 9. And I will tell you, we buzz through the graves. We have great help. And we just move on to the next cemetery. We have three cemeteries that we do in order, and also simultaneously, the DAV A is doing the Couch Cemetery. Mm-hmm. So if anybody does have any questions, they can reach out, but they're welcome to join us. We start at Winslow and we just keep moving on. So it's a good flow.
And it's important to note out here, I saw on your list, water and munchkins are provided.
Very important.
It's always good to have light refreshments.
It is.
With any
it's
activity
a lot of walking.
Because that ups your percentage, maybe like 30% of people that will show up. You know the way that goes. On May 19th, this sounds like a very special item, a memorial sign dedication, and this is at the corner of Chandler Drive and Ocean Street at 1245. Tell me a little bit about who you're honoring and whose name is on this memorial sign.
So we have, probably going back almost a year ago, we were approached by Senator O'Connor's office. A veteran here in town, David Smith, wanted to honor his friend James Mailer, who was killed in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So he's a Marshfield veteran, and they lived on the Chandler Drive neighborhood, the two of them did. So we initiated that with Senator O'Connor's office and the dedication. He's our Mailer's sign is the first memorial sign for us to put up. So we'll be putting that up on May 19th. At 1245.
Now, you also, again, you worked with Senator O'Connor's office, and mm-hmm. you also had somebody helping you from the DPW.
Yes. Jim Jackson from the DPW did a lot of the legwork for us and actually created these signs.
And I bet you a lot of people who maybe grew up with James Mailer probably are happy to see this, too.
Yeah, well, that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that once they hear his name and they, you know, I think that just remembering somebody in that way is important and special, that they'll come out.
Right. And what about on May 23rd? You're going to have the health fair. Hold on 1 second. You can just keep talking. I'm just going to close the door. We've got some enthusiasm in the hallway.
In the hallway. We have fans, Karen.
So May 23rd, there is a health fair being held at the Council on Aging on Webster Street. I just wanted people to know that we would be there to answer questions, or if they have any questions about VA health care or any kind of benefits, we will be there from 9 to 12:30, although the health fair is running from 9 to 2.
Okay. And typically when you are at these health fairs and have some questions, do the same questions come up over and over again?
Yes, repeatedly. And that's
what are they?
Well, and that's what's good for us. That's what's good for us. We feel like it's good for us to have FaceTime with the public because it's they're very common questions. Very common questions. So they, what are my benefits? Mm-hmm. Am I a veteran? Can I be buried or born? Typical.
Do you get questions for people that are either widow or widowers who were married to veterans? Karen, do they ask you questions too, or should they be asking questions?
Absolutely. If there is any family member, if it's a child of a veteran or mm-hmm. dependent, especially a surviving spouse, there a lot of times are benefits. And if there's not benefits, there's ways to get benefits. We have found there's a lot of times benefits sitting there and they don't know they're there. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to go about getting them. So that's the most important is, one, have the conversation if you can while the veteran is still alive. And for veterans, bring your spouse to your VSO when you go mm-hmm. for your disability, or at least once to meet so they can know what their benefits may be if the unlikely event that veteran passes away.
I'm going to ask you, too, about two things that are coming up, but I'm going to have you back here again because it's a lot of information to digest. But, of course, Memorial Day at the end of this month, something we always salute and celebrate here on WATD. You folks are very involved with some of the school assemblies here, mm-hmm. Remembering Our Vets. And there's one, they're the 26th, and there's one at the Governor Winslow Elementary School, and then there's one also at Martinson Elementary.
Yes.
And one is in the morning, one's in the afternoon. What happens there?
Well, we usually fill the auditoriums, which is great. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of folks that come with us, both spouses and veterans. And the children put on wonderful display of music. They are, all dressed in their red, white, and blue.
And the songs,
very patriotic.
It's so great.
It's very sweet.
It's very good.
Now, is the general public in Marshfield invited, or do they have to be a parent or a grandparent with the Marshfield schools?
I think with the schools, it's for, they do their own invitations for the parents.
Okay.
For us, we kind of round up the veterans and the spouses.
Okay.
So we do ask that if you want to attend that you reach out to us. We know.
Okay. And then Memorial Day, you always have a wonderful parade and ceremony. No exception this year. Monday, May 29th is Memorial Day this year. What can we look forward to?
So promptly at 7:30, we do wreath laying. We go to each cemetery, and it's in order. And that's also on our website, so I don't feel like you have to take all this in now. Mm-hmm. But it's really nice. We lay a wreath. There is a prayer. There's taps. And there's the 21-gun salute. So it's a really nice tribute, and we just, we move along, and that's all before the 10:30 parade.
Okay, and all this information also available on the website and on your Facebook pages.
Correct. Yes.
Anything else that you want to tell me about that's going on in the Marshfield Veterans Office right now that maybe people don't know enough about or need to find out more about? Lisa?
Our Veterans House is full.
Yes, it is.
We have eight veterans living in the home on Ocean Street. Everything's going wonderfully, and if anyone has any questions about the house, they can call our office and chat with us there. 781-834-5576.
That is terrific. As always, a lot of great things happening mm-hmm. for veterans here in Marshfield. We've got Karen Paulette, who's a veterans agent, and Lisa Potts, who's the assistant veterans agent. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks
for
having
Christine.
Us.
You're very welcome.